Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, next up, we've got Andy from South Carolina on the line who's dealing with a storage and, let's call it an organizing issue. What's going on, Andy?
Well, it's not a boat in the basement.
Okay.
But it's stuff in an attic.
Okay.
And the question is, the stuff is mostly at the end of the house directly above a two-car garage. The good news is the two-car garage is away from the street. And I would like to, in some way, be able to remove the stuff out of the attic, and I'm thinking that the louvered vent that's at the peak of the roof on that end of the house is something that either I can hinge or I could take out completely and reinstall it or put a new one in.
Oh, you mean to get the stuff out? Is it the easy way out?
To get the stuff out, because I got lots of stuff. Most of it's way too big.
How big of a vent do you have there?
It's better part of 5 feet tall and about
Well, and I think that's probably a reasonable solution. That's a pretty quick way to get all the stuff out of the attic, and then, you know, next time don't fill it up so much.
Well, it was filled up a piece at a time through the years.
Yeah, I know. Not all at once, right? Yeah.
It's kind of like that boat in the basement thing, but it's, you know, it's stuff in the attic. And my wife said I would not bring it down through the house.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a reasonable solution. If you have a vent that is that big, if it's 5 feet wide, you already got the structural hole in the attic. And, you know, if you can take it apart and get all that stuff out, put it back together, it might not be that big of a deal. Once you get that out and the space is now empty, it's a good opportunity for you to also re-insulate in that area. Does it have a floor on it?
It does.
All right. So you might want to think about you know, checking under those floorboards, seeing what kind of insulation you have. If it's filled up, you could actually add some additional insulation on top of the floor. Of course, you wouldn't be able to restore things there, because what you really want in your part of the country is about 16, 18 inches of insulation that will really keep those air conditioning bills down as well as the heating bills if it gets chilly.
Well, I recently had the house re-roofed, and I put in a nice new high-end ridge vent when we did all of that.
Well, that was smart.
And we also went back with these power turbines.
Well, that wasn't smart.
Power turbines weren't smart?
No. If you put a ridge vent in and you match those with soffit vents, that's really all you need. You don't need an attic fan. You don't need these spinning vents. They're not as effective as continuous ridge and soffit vents. So get the stuff out of the attic, improve the insulation, improve the ventilation, and you will be good to go.
Sounds good.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.